Praise the Lord. Church, this is a good day. This is a godly day. A day that we gathered to pray unto our God. African gathered to pray. It's a day that we are challenging heaven. The scripture in my mind to use for this opening prayer is Psalm 67. We are going to plead for God's mercy upon America and this fellowship. Verse 1 to 7. God, be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving head among all nations. Let people praise thee, O God. Let all people praise thee. O, let nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nation upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all people praise thee. Then shall the heritage increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and the whole heart shall fear him. Father in heaven, we thank you for your mercy upon America. Father in heaven, we thank you for your mercy upon African Strategic Prayer Network. You have been with us since 2010 that we started. You are our God, and you answer to all our prayer. In 2010, we gathered before the U.S. Capitol, and we call upon thee, you answer us. In 2012, we gathered before Lincoln Memorial, we call upon thee, and you answer us. In 2014, we gathered here at the Church of God, and we call upon thee, and you answer us. And in 2016, we are here again today to call upon thee. You have been our dwelling place in all generation. We are sure of your mercy. Lord, we have come today to bless your name for your mercy upon this fellowship, for the answers prayer, for the blessing. Father, we thank you for your blessing upon this nation. Lord, you have preserved this nation. We bless you. Lord, we thank you for the leaders of our African Strategic Prayer Network, Pastor Obi, and all the executive, the chairman, and all the delegates. Thank you for your mercy that brought us together from all states, even from abroad. Nothing evil, nothing breaking. Father, we thank you because you are with us. Glory be to your name. Heavenly Father, today we are asking again for your mercy as we gather here to pray for America, especially at this time that the presidential campaign is going on. Lord, show us your mercy. Father, show us your mercy. Upon this fellowship, show us your mercy. Upon the land, show us your mercy. Upon our leaders, show us your mercy. In everything that we're going to do today, we ask for your blessing and your mercy, that you be with us and that you answer our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
We may be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. I need to announce to us that the bathrooms locations are right at the back there. The ushers also and the HQ team are at the back there. For the youth program, for those who among us that are young that would like to join the youth, they are at the back there, or you can see them going over there. If you see the ushers, they will lead you to the youth section. And if you want to use bathroom, where you go to the back there, they will guide you. We are moving to the segment of the opening of the gate, but before then, we want to thank God for Dr. Lowry who is the head shepherd of this great mission here, and he's our host, and he has sent a delegate in the person of Pastor Sylvester Williamson, who will come to greet us, and then Dr. Corinthian Boom will lead the gate opener. Those who will open the gate, we call them the gatekeepers. These are the ministers in the vicinity. They need to do the gate opening as we continue with this prayer. But first of all, let us welcome Pastor Sylvester Williamson, representing Dr. Lowry in this program today. God bless you.
Good morning. It's an honor to be before you this morning and to bring in an address that you already know, House of God, amen? So that's out of the way. I'm honored to be in the presence of such a distinguished guest of pulpit, vocational brethren, amen, and sistren. I'm deeply honored to have my mother in the ministry here, Dr. Boone. Over the years, in the day of prayer, we have worked together diligently, and she has been an inspiration to this city and to this nation as a woman of God. Amen. Well, he said to address. I want to address the issue with you in Joel chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. In verse 17, there's a part that says, let them say. I want to ask you to stand and recite that with me. Amen? Amen? Let's stand for the reading of God's word, if you're physically able. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and the nursing babies. Let the bridegroom come out from his chamber, and the bride from her dressing room. Let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare you, your people, O Lord. Come on, say it with me. Spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your inheritance to reproach, that the nation should rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Amen. That is on our solemn assembly, letting the people know it's our responsibility. Let the people know that we are God's examples here. Amen. And so the word welcome, I broke it out into two pieces. We and come. We come together to be in fellowship with the Lord, amen? We come to pray down the walls of segregation, the walls of degradation. We come to celebrate and tear down the walls of identity crisis. We come to celebrate and take the walls down. Together we come to be the people of God, to let the world know that the church is still alive, and the God we serve is still alive. We see, we need to stop being behind the scenes and go to the forefront of the scene and let the world know that our God is still alive and we are his people. Welcome to the National Church of God. God bless you.
Amen. Now let's give a hand as we welcome Dr. Boom with the ministers in Washington and Maryland, the Washington metropolitan area, as the gatekeeper, and they will lead us for the next 10 minutes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm ready to pray. You may be seated. I'm going to pray this welcome. My soul is just so full of expectation of what God is doing. So as I welcome you to this growing, massive voice in this region, something is shaking. Something is moving in this region. And I welcome you to bring, you are bringing reinforcement. Everybody say reinforcement. Reinforcement. We are laying down that which divides us and lifting up Jesus who unites us. Oh, glory be to God. That's good news. And only the people of God who understand that at the cross, Jesus said, it's expedient that I go away so that I can send the Holy Spirit that will dwell in every nation, tribe, tongue, kindred, group, and make them one. Amen. Family. And I'm going to ask you, just close your eyes and just, I want you to listen with your spirit. Father, as I welcome this group, ASLPN, part of your family, God, all of us here together, here to reset our personal lives and our churches and our ministries, to bring reinforcement. Oh God, thank you for revelatory understanding that you're releasing in this season. The body together. Our identity is in Christ. Birth at the cross. We are destined as one family to be salt and light in the earth, to release your presence. No other body has that authority to release your presence in the earth but your family, God. And you said, where there is unity, oh God, you would command a blessing. So, Lord, we welcome ASLPN as truth seekers and truth lovers and truth sharers, releasing their prayers, adding it to the bowl that's in heaven, a sweet-smelling increase offered unto God. Oh, these prayers, God, of your family unified, delights the heart of God and prompts him to set all of heaven, oh God, in answer to the prayers of the saints. So, Father, we just thank you so as we welcome. And Lord, we thank you for the inclusion of the now generation, raising up a now generation for this season and this time with the Daniel spirit to pray. Oh God, I will not bow, Daniel said, but I will stand for the things that be a light. So Lord, at this time, oh God, understanding as we welcome ASLPN, that our God is greater, our God is stronger, our God is awesome in power, and in darkness we shine. Only a united church can bring healing to this nation. So we thank you, Lord. We welcome you. Let the sweet prayers of incense rise and fill the bowl in this region. preparing the pathway for our Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just want us to know we have a timekeeper for the program. It's Pastor Femi Adegbomire. He's standing at the back there. So any of the speakers, when you see the yellow card, it means you have 5 minutes left. When you see the red card, it means you should stop. So when you see red card, it means stop. We know what red means on the road anyway. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right now we are moving into worship. Non-stop praise and worship for the next 20 minutes. And the worshipers are ready. And they're going to lead us before the throne of the Lord for the next 20 minutes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, praise the Lord. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They are the works of men, but you are the Most High God, and there is none like you. All of the God, they are the works of men, but you are the Most High God, there is none like you. One more time. All of the God, they are the works of men, but you are the Most High God. Let's sing to Jesus. There is none
like
all the other gods, all Adam. They are the works of men,
yeah.
But you are the Most High God.
There is none like you.
Oh, Jehovah, you are. You are
the Most High God.
Jehovah Adonai, you
are the Most High.
Hey! Jehovah Elohim,
you are the Most High God.
Jehovah Nissi,
you are the Most High.
You are the Most High,
you are the Most High.
Oh, my Jesus,
you are the Most High.
Jehovah, you are
the Most High God.
All the other gods, all other gods.
They are the works of men,
but you are the Most High God.
There is none like you.
They are the God.
They are the works of men. You are the Most High God.
There is one more time. All the other gods
are
the
God.
Everybody do your dance. 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 You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. In heaven, you are.
Most High.
Jehovah,
you are the Most High.
Oh, Jehovah,
you are the Most High.
Jehovah,
you are the Most High God.
Jehovah,
you are the Most High.
Oh, lift your voice. In worship.
Hallelujah.
Lift your voice in worship. 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 We serve a God who is bigger than any problem. We serve a God who is bigger than America. We serve a God who is higher. You are high and lifted up. 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 Jesus. We lift you up, oh Jesus. We lift you up, oh Jesus. Be exalted, oh God. Be exalted, oh God. Be exalted, oh God. Be magnified. 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 Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our presence. As your people declare your mighty word. One more time. Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praise. As your people declare your mighty word, blessed be.
lift a hand and just give a clap offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That was a powerful worship. The Lord bless you. Amen. Let's be seated. Amen. A sister standing before me will be interpreting for the Spanish-speaking congregation here today.
God bless you. God bless you. It is an honor to be standing here in front of you guys today, and I am honored to be in front of people that know and worship our God.
Amen.
Don't see me as another person. See me as your sister. Amen. See me as your sister. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll be the interpreter for today. I'm not very good at this, but you know what? I'm doing this for God. Doing this for God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
My name is Natalie Sanchez. My dad is the minister, Carmelo Sanchez, and we are here today, and we are here before God, before you guys, to help other people understand the same language that God speaks, but we are here to speak and preach the word of God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Soy Natalie Sanchez, soy del Ministerio Simiente de Abraham, y voy a hacer voy a hacer la interpretación de para ustedes ahora. Es un honor grande estar aquí. Espero que ustedes entiendan la palabra, que ustedes la atesoren, y vamos a comenzar. Gloria a Dios. Aleluya. Amén.
Amen. So, on behalf of the African Strategic Leadership Prayer Network, I'd like to welcome you to this solemn assembly to pray for the nation of America.
De parte de la congregación nacional, le quiero dar la bienvenida para honrar y santificar el nombre de nuestro Dios.
The theme of this prayer is "Spare Our Nation."
El tema de esta oración es oremos por nuestra nación.
And I will read, before I call the coordinator to address us, I will read from the book of Joel chapter 2, from verse 12 to 32.
Antes de llamar los coordinadores, voy a leer del libro de Job.
Joel chapter 2, 12 to 32.
Del Joel de 2 del 30 en adelante.
Now therefore says the Lord.
Ahora pues dice el Señor.
Turn to me with all your heart.
Háblame con todo tu corazón.
With fasting, with weeping, and with mourning.
En la noche, en la madrugada, y con corazón.
Surrend your heart.
Trae tu corazón.
And not your garment.
Y no tu
Return to the Lord your God.
Los otros hablamos con nuestro Dios.
For he is gracious and merciful.
Porque él es misericordioso y grande.
Slow to anger and of great kindness.
Lento para la ira y grande en misericordia.
And he relents from doing harm.
Y él es lento para la ira.
Who knows if he will turn and relent?
¿Quién sabe si él va a venir?
And leave a blessing behind him.
Y dejar una bendición detrás de él.
A grain offering and a drink offering.
Un grano de ofrenda y una bebida de ofrenda.
For the Lord your God.
Por el Dios todopoderoso.
Blow the trumpet in Zion.
Suenen las trompetas en Sion.
Consecrate a fast.
Hagan una confraternidad.
Call a solemn assembly.
Lleven a cabo una asamblea.
Gather the people.
Atraigan toda la gente.
Sanctify the congregation.
Santifiquen la congregación.
Assemble the elders.
Asemblen los ancianos.
Gather the children and nursing babes.
Asemblen los niños y los niños pequeños.
Let the bridegroom go out from his chamber.
Que el novio salga de su cámara.
And the bride from her dressing room.
Y la novia de su del lugar de vestuario.
Let the priest who minister to the Lord.
Lea al ministro que ministra a nuestro Dios.
Weep between the porch and the altar.
Oren vuestro en este altar.
Let them say.
Déjale decir.
Spare your people, O Lord.
Santifica tu gente, Dios.
And do not give your heritage to reproach.
Y no dejes que tu gente la humille.
That the nation should rule over them.
Que la nación tiene que reinar sobre ellos.
What should they say among the peoples?
¿Por qué deberían de ser la
Where
gente que
dice, is their God?
¿Dónde está el Dios de ellos?
Then the Lord will be zealous for his land.
Y después Dios va a mostrarse sobre la tierra.
And pity his people.
Y amar a su gente.
The Lord will answer and say to his people.
Dios va a contestar y va a decir a su gente.
Behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil.
Dice, yo voy a mandarte nueva comida, nuevos frutos y nuevo vino.
And you will be satisfied by them.
Y no va a ser satisfado por hombres.
I will no longer make you a reproach among the nation.
Y ya te voy a exaltar sobre todas las naciones.
But I will remove far from you the northern army.
Y voy a remover de ti lejos el army.
And will drive him away into a barren and desolate land.
Y lo voy a llevar a un lugar triste.
With his face towards the eastern sea.
Con la cara sobre el mar este.
And his back towards the western sea.
Y la espalda sobre el oeste.
A stench will come up.
El olor va a subir.
And his foul odor will rise.
Y el olor mal va a salir.
Because he has done monstrous things.
Porque ellos han hecho cosas malas.
Fear not, O land.
No temas.
Be glad and rejoice.
Esté contento y regocíjate.
For the Lord has done marvelous things.
Porque Dios ha hecho cosas maravillosas.
Do not be afraid, you beast of the field.
No tendrás miedo de las bestias del
For
campo.
For the open pastures are springing up.
Porque las vacas están saliendo.
And the tree bear is fruit.
Y el palo da fruto a su hoja.
The fig tree and the vine yield their strength.
Y el palo y el vine.
Be glad then, you children of Zion.
Sean ustedes contentos, hijos de Sion.
And rejoice in the Lord your God.
Y regocíjense en Dios.
For he has given you the former rain faithfully.
Porque él ha dado todo poder con fe.
And he will cause rain to come down for you.
Y él va a causar que la lluvia baje por ti.
The former rain and the latter rain in the first month.
La lluvia temprana y la lluvia tardía en este mes.
The threshing floor shall be full of wheat.
Los pisos secos serán llenos.
And the fat shall overflow with new wine and oil.
Y la base tienen que rebalsar de nuevo vino y nuevo aceite.
So I will restore to you the years.
Y yo voy a restaurar los años.
That the swarming locust has eaten.
Que el Satanás ha comido.
The crawling locust.
El Satanás malo.
The consuming locust.
El consumidor.
And the chewing locust.
Y el comedor.
My great army which I send among you.
Mi nación poderosa que yo mando sobre ti.
You shall eat in plenty.
Uno tiene que comer en mucho.
And be satisfied.
Y ser satisfecho.
And praise the name of the Lord your God.
Y adorar el nombre de nuestro Dios.
Who has dealt wondrously with you.
Quien ha hecho todo por nosotros.
And my people shall never be put to shame.
Y nosotros, los hijos de Dios, nunca
Then
podremos
you shall know that I'm in the midst of you.
Y los otros deberíamos de saber que Dios está cerca.
I'm the Lord your God.
Y soy tu Dios.
And there is no other.
Y no hay otro.
My people shall never be put to shame.
Mi gente nunca podrá ser.
And it shall come to pass.
Y será todos los hermanos.
Afterwards.
Que después.
That I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
Que yo voy a derramar todo mi espíritu sobre toda carne.
Your sons and daughters shall prophesy.
Tus hijos y tus hijas deben de profetizar.
Your old men shall dream dreams.
Los ancianos deben de soñar.
Your young men shall see vision.
Y los jóvenes van a soñar.
And also on my maid servant and my maid servant.
Y también con mis servidores y mis servidoras.
I will pour out my spirit in those days.
Y en esos días yo voy a derramar de mi espíritu.
And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth.
Y voy a enseñar cosas maravillosas en el
Blood
cielo y en la tierra.
And fire, pillars of smoke.
Sangre y fuego, pilares de aire.
The sun shall be turned into darkness.
El sol se volverá oscuro.
And the moon into blood.
Y la luna en sangre.
Before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord.
Antes del día maravilloso, el día que se acerca del Dios.
And it shall come to pass.
Y debería de pasar.
That whosoever call on the name of the Lord.
Que cualquiera que invoque el nombre del Señor.
Shall be saved.
Será salvado.
For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem,
por el monte de Sion en Jerusalem,
there shall be deliverance.
De haberá derramamiento.
As the Lord has said,
como el Dios ha dicho,
among the remnant whom the Lord calls,
al remanente que Dios llama.
Amen.
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 I have the pleasure to bring before you the visionary of this great movement. And that is our coordinator in person of Pastor Michael Obi.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
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 When God wants to do great things, He looks for a humble atmosphere. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Today,
cuando Dios quiere hacer algo bueno con su pueblo, vemos un templo lleno. Gloria a Dios.
We are gathered in this place.
Estamos juntados aquí en este día.
Not in our strength.
No por nuestras fuerzas.
But in obedience.
Pero en obediencia.
To an awakening call.
En una llamada.
In a season.
En un lugar.
Where God wants to usher a breakthrough into the nation.
Cuando Dios quiere traer paz a nuestra nación.
And whenever God wants to usher in a breakthrough,
y cualquier cosa que Dios quiera hacer, lo va a hacer.
He doesn't save by numbers.
Y no es hecho por hombres.
He moves when the people obey him.
Él se mueve cuando la gente le obedece.
We are between the Yom Kippur.
Estamos delante de los jóvenes.
And the Feast of Tabernacles.
Y enfrente de su tabernáculo.
We are in a prophetic window.
Estamos en un lugar profundo.
And God is going to do great things in this meeting.
Y Dios va a hacer buenas cosas en esta nación.
The Bible says.
La Biblia dice.
The effective prayer of a righteous man.
La oración de un justo.
Availeth much.
Puede mucho.
And we have many righteous people in this place.
Y somos mucha gente justa en este lugar.
Amen.
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 I want to read a scripture to you. I want to read a scripture to you in the book of Revelation chapter 5.
Quiero leerles un libro en el libro de Apocalipsis.
From verse 6.
Del capítulo 6.
I beheld.
Aquí vengo.
And lo, in the midst of the throne.
Aquí vengo.
And the four beasts.
Y los cuatro.
And in the midst of the elders. Stood a lamb.
Vestidos.
As it has been slain,
y se han muerto.
Having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
Que son los siete espíritus de Dios, todos mandados a este mundo.
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne.
Y vino y tomó el libro de la mano derecha que se sentaba en su trono.
And when he had taken the book,
y cuando él llevó el libro,
when he has taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb.
Y cuando las cuatro bestias y los 20 ancianos,
having every one of them,
haciendo que todos ellos,
golden vials full of incense,
tuvieran vasos llenos de insectos,
which are the prayers,
que son las oraciones
of the saints,
de los santos.
There has never been in the history of this nation a convergence of prayer like it has been this year.
beginning from the month of April, there has been massive gatherings at colosseums, at stadiums, at events, even in DC. There have been prayer going on all over the place because God was stirring a volume of prayer to fill up a bowl of incense that will cause heaven to release a breakthrough for the nation. So our gathering here is literally to make sure that bowl is full today. Amen. Before I finish, I just want to encourage you, your life will not be the same. You might not feel it in the flesh, but this event, this gathering is marked to change the atmosphere of this nation. And so today, because of this, the Lord gave me a dream. After this prayer meeting, America will see the effect of this gathering. Not because of this prayer, but because of all the prayers that have been taking place. And we are just about to tip the ball. And God is going to do miraculous things. And you will bear witness that you are part of the last runner to push things across. So I want to encourage you this afternoon, this morning. When God called Gideon, he called him as a man of valor. We are here to pray.
Glory to God. There has no visto un mes cuando la oración ha sido tan efectiva como este mes. Hay gente en toda la área metropolitana orando, en Washington, en Maryland y en Virginia. Y nosotros sabemos que nunca más esta nación va a estar así como está. Que él tuvo un sueño, dice, que este mes, después de esta oración, esta nación va a ser mejor. Esta nación va a tener paz. Gloria a Dios.
Amen. So the scripture I read to you said, they were elders and people before the throne, and they have harps and they have bowls, which are the prayers of the saints. Incense. Today, we're not going to preach anymore. We are going to worship and we're going to pray. So you're going to be hearing leaders coming and they will be leading us in prayer. Amen? And what we want to encourage you, we want to stand in agreement. You cannot sit, you can just begin to join in prayer and join in worship. Let's lift our voices as one man and let our prayers and our worship today make a difference as one man. Amen? Let's unite. And as they share the prayer points, please rise and let's just begin to pray. Amen? And that's why we did the training, so that there will be no observer, people observing, but people praying. Amen?
Amen. Ahora no vamos a predicar. Ahora vamos a adorar en nombre del Señor. Van a haber líderes que van a subir en este altar, a adorar, a compartir con nosotros las grandes cosas que Dios ha hecho. Gloria a Dios. Entonces, pónganse de pie.
Amen. Let's stand up
Amen.
Together and just worship the Lord.
Pongámonos and then de pie we'll para adorar a nuestro Dios. Gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah. Our God is mighty. He is worthy to be praised and to adore. He is mighty to be worshipped. He is mighty to save. For he is the only way. Jesus is the only way to God. Hallelujah.
their life.
The only way.
The way to the Father is through you.
For you are
mighty to save. Mighty to save. Our God is mighty. Mighty to save. Mighty to save. Mighty to save. Our God is mighty. Mighty to save.
Mighty to save.
Mighty to save. Our God is mighty. Mighty to save. Mighty to save. Mighty to save. This song. You are great, yes, you are. Holy One, walk upon the sea, resident. You reign in majesty. Mighty God, Everything written about you is great. Yes, yes, yes. You are great, yes, you are. Holy One, walk upon the sea, raise the dead. You reign in majesty. Everything written about you is great. You are 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 great. About you is great. You are 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 great. Everything written about you. You are great, yes, you are. Holy One, you walk upon the sea, you raise the dead, you reign in majesty. Awesome God, everything written about you is great. You are great, you are great. 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 Everything, everything written about you is great. Oh, you are great. You are great. You are great, 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 everything written about you.
You are great. You are great. You are great.
I have the honor to call Pastor Abraham John to call us and charge us to repentance based on that passage we just read, the book of Joel chapter 2. Amen. Let's give God a hand.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. There's no God like great Jehovah. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Give the Lord a shout of praise! In Jesus' mighty name, there's a spirit of repentance being released in this place right now. There's a spirit of repentance being released over this nation as we pray. As we heard this morning, Michael Obi was saying, Pastor was saying, that this is the prayer of tipping point. If you believe that, give the Lord a shout. Something is going to happen. Jesus, have mercy, Lord. The presence of God is in this place. Elohim has come to visit you. Jehovah has come to visit you. Whenever a land goes through a crisis, whenever a nation goes through a crisis, do you know who God calls to attention? His church. He doesn't blame the government. Because he knows a nation goes where the church goes. The destiny of a nation depends on God's people. That's why he said, if my people called by my name humble themselves and seek my face and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Dear people of God, our land need healing. This nation need healing. If America can be healed, the entire world can be healed. Because the American church leads the entire global church. And we are going to cry out to God this morning in repentance to heal our hearts. We are going to turn from our wicked ways. We are going to turn from our sins and cry out to God. Lord, have mercy on America. Have mercy on the United States of America. Are you ready, people of God? See, one thing about our God, Jehovah, he is merciful. He relents from his judgments. See, God says he is going to do this, he's going to do that. He's going to send judgment. There's a man, a woman stands up and says, God, I am standing in the gap for this nation. I am standing in the gap for my children, for my grandchildren, because God established this country. This is not a man's idea. United States of America is not a man's idea. It was God's idea. And if things are not going well, that means we have to turn to God. Cry out to Him. That's what it says in Joel 2. God loves the land. He says He will heal the land when people turn from their sins. America will be healed in Jesus' name. We are going to pray in repentance this morning for God's presence. It's not just for this Washington, D.C. and this region, but this fire is going to go all over this land. Something is going to happen because of this prayer today in National Church of God in Maryland. I'm not saying that lightly. I sense the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you something is going to happen in the history of America because of this prayer. I know we don't have 10,000 people praying, but the people who are here now are united. You have come with one heart, with one soul and one mind. For what? To cry out to God in repentance. And God will hear our cry. God will look from heaven this morning, this afternoon, and hear our prayers. I know it, and I know it, and He is going to send breakthrough in Jesus Christ's holy. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. He says in Joel chapter 2, "Now therefore says the Lord," because the land was not doing good. The country was not doing good. He says, "Turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning." And verse 18 says, "Then the Lord will be zealous for His land and pity His people." Father, have mercy on us. We have turned away from You. We have put our trust on men. We have put trust on money. We have put trust on our army. Oh, my Lord, my God. Are you ready, people, right now? We have put trust on our organizations. We have put our trust on mega churches. But Lord, today we turn to You, Jehovah, the originator of this nation, founder of this country. This country was founded by God Almighty for a divine purpose. Lord, that purpose will be established. No demonic forces, no wickedness, no government can cancel God's purpose in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father, we don't stand on our knowledge or on our understanding. We stand on the blood of Jesus Christ. We stand on the word of the living God, which is established forever. Let's cry out to God, people with me. Let's cry out to God for mercy. Let's cry out to God for love, for God to show compassion on this land, our children, our family, our schools, our government, our election that is going to happen in a few days. Father, have mercy upon this land. Lord, we cry out to You for this morning. Father, send repentance. Repentance in our churches, Father. Lord, forgive our churches for not praying. Because Your word says, "My house shall be a house of prayer." We have turned Your house a house of wickedness. Lord, we bring Your house back to a house of prayer in America, in the United States of America. Churches will pray like they never prayed before. Father, have mercy. Oh, sinaralabo, rishamabaka, ritanarabo, so rekanaraba. Lord, we stand on behalf of this nation. We stand on behalf of these people. We stand on behalf of this government. We stand on behalf of our army. Ro rekanaralabo, shenaralabo. Lord, restore the foundations of this country. Restore our marriages. Restore our family life. Restore our schools, Father, in Jesus Christ's holy name.
Let's cry out to God. Father, we repent. Oh, we stand on our knees, Father, and we cry out. Let the fire of repentance flow through this nation. Lord, let something happen today. Let a tipping point happen today. In heaven, let the bowls be filled with the prayers. Let the incense be filled with the fire of God. Let it be fall to earth now. In thunders and lightnings, shattering the plans of the wicked, shattering the ideas of man who doesn't trust in God. Lord, we humble ourselves before you. Father, we humble ourselves before you. You promised that you will hear from heaven. You said you will promise you will hear us from heaven. Your word will never change, Father. Lord, our land need healing. Our people need healing. Oh, Rema, I thank you for the immigrants that you brought to this country to pray for this nation. Father, we stand in the gap for America. Lord, you brought us from different nations. Rusha mama mama, rushete de la raboso, risena baba baba. Let's cry out to God. Let's cry out to God, people. Let's raise our voice. Let's raise our voice to God, because He is merciful. He is compassionate. His mercy is new every morning. Lord, forgive us for hating other races. Oh, other nations, Father. Forgive us for hating Muslims. Forgive us for hating other religion, other people of language, other people of other countries. Lord, we repent on behalf of America. Lord, we repent on behalf of United States. Oh, we repent on behalf of the church in America, Father, for hating Muslims, for hating Jewish people, for hating other nations, Father. Lord, we forgive the pride of our culture. We repent of our pride, Father, of our culture, of the blessings, of the prosperity, of the luxury that you gave us. Lord, we forgive our pride. We repent of our pride, my God. Let the pastors repent of their pride. Let the pastors of America repent of their pride, of their spiritual pride, Father. Oh, oh. Yeah. Lord, we repent, Father, thinking that we have got it all together, thinking that we are the best. Lord, we are the best because of you, my Lord Jesus. Every judgment, my God, that you written about at this country, I thank you for deleting them today from your book, Father. Whatever is written against this country, Father, I thank you for deleting by the blood of Jesus, because we are a group of people standing in the gap today. We are standing in the gap today, Father, for the repentance, for the forgiveness of this nation, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let this fire go through this nation. Let every church call his people for prayer, because your house shall be called a house of prayer. Let there be more prayer than preaching. Let there be more prayer than worship.